this cop, I think his name is Jeffrey something is adding more context because he's been silent this whole time. And you know, inside of our culture, it's always guilty until proven innocent. It's guilty until proven innocent. So for those of you that you guys that are unfamiliar, it was a woman that basically said that she was getting pay for play as far as she was being required to give sexual favors in order to get all of this overtime, that she refused, but she was a top earning cop in the United States of America, top earning cop in the NYPD with over $400,000 a year in earnings for a desk job, an administrative job, lieutenant desk job, in the house, probably working from home some days. She was making over $400,000 a year. Her base salary was over $176,000. And then with overtime, she was getting an additional over $200,000+. And so she was running it up. And once they started investigating her, she then said that the NYPD police chief was taking box for overtime or was petitioning box for overtime. And she retired. She tried to retire early while they got her under investigation. But he's now speaking. And he's saying that this is absolutely, positively a lie. I'm going to let his lawyer and him tell you about it.
Sex for overtime scheme with...
That is just not correct or is only telling half of the story. And that's why we called this press conference. So thank you for being here so that we can set the record straight as best we can. Jeff Madry started off in the NYPD as a traffic agent. In his over 34 years with the NYPD,
let's speed this
up. He worked himself up from traffic agent to police officer to sergeant to lieutenant, all the way up to the highest ranking uniformed member of the NYPD, chief of department. That was about 2 years ago. He's credited for saving the city during the George Floyd riots. In the last 2 years as chief of department, he's driven down violent crimes, shootings, homicides. Through his work in supervising the operations of the approximately 33,500 uniformed
police personnel
of this city. He's a beloved member of every community he served, community he lives in. And if you ask any cop, they'll tell you he's a cop's cop. Last Friday, December 20th, there was a complaint filed in the Office of Employment Opportunities setting forth certain allegations by Lieutenant Quatisha Epps against Chief Madry. Those allegations included sexual abuse, taking advantage of her fragile situation, and using overtime to pay for sexual favors. We can tell you now, those allegations are a lie. They're not true. We deny every aspect of them.
So he basically saying, listen, I know y'all convicted me in a court of public opinion. And y'all said that I'm guilty, but I'm telling you right now that it is a lie. It is definitively a lie. All right. He said, listen, this woman is saying that I was trying to get some box for overtime and it's a lie. Let's continue.
We'll tell you right now that Lieutenant Epps, since October of this year, has been under investigation by the Internal Affairs Bureau of the NYPD for putting in for overtime she never completed.
The plot thickens.
So she's under investigation for stealing time and putting in for overtime that she never worked. Now, Lieutenant Epps got caught with her hand in the cookie jar and is trying to deflect her wrongdoing by making these allegations against Chief Madry in the hopes that she'll get away with part or all of her scheme. However, the truth is, Lieutenant Epps had a consensual adult relationship, albeit for a short time, with Jeff. And we have tons of evidence by way of text messages, photographs, videos, phone records, and X-rated and racy videos and photographs from Lieutenant Epps, who is a self-professed swinger And we have all this evidence because she sent it to Chief Madry in her attempts to have him begin a relationship with her.
Oh! You was an old hoe. An old hoe. Yeah. Yeah. This is why. Listen. They got the text messages. They got the evidence. They got the videos. They got the pictures. They got everything. They got all of the electronic evidence. This is why I say that I never believe all women. I don't. By default, I always say innocent until proven guilty. You cannot sit there and tell me that everybody and every woman that ever accuse a guy, you're just supposed to believe it by default. No. I want to know. I want to see it. I want to let it play out. I want to see what's really happening. And I want to see how this is really going on. So at one point for years, he was busting it open. He was. And he got all of the evidence. He said, listen, you're not about to just hurt me and burn me and lie on me and try to ruin my reputation. You was out here, super freak, is super freaky. Ow. No. And this is for all of the simps and all of the women that by default said, no, Anton, you have to believe her. Believe who? I don't believe nobody. I need to see the evidence when the money involved, when allegations, when people starting to get fired, when they getting arrested. I want to see the evidence. I am not just by default going to rock with anything that anybody's saying just because they said it. I'm not going. I got to see the evidence first. I have to see the evidence first. Let's continue.
Now, going to the overtime aspect of this case, we want to set the record straight so that everyone understands how overtime works
okay.
in the NYPD.
Let me know. Bring me in.
There is a system of checks and balances in place so that overtime can't be stolen. But let me tell you right now, Chief Madry is not a part of that checks and balance system. Chief Madry manages the day-to-day operations of 33,500 police officers in their fight on crime. Okay. Now, when a police officer or a member of the NYPD puts in for overtime,
okay, bring me the charts.
They have to fill out what's called a slip. That slip has to be signed by a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
That supervisor is never a chief. There are people within chief's offices who are tasked with making sure that slips are appropriate and have to be approved. And that's where you see the bottom where they sign it. And here is the back of it, where a commanding officer has to approve it. Jeff had a commanding officer of the chief of department's office. He is not the commanding officer. Okay? Jeff never approves, assigns, or gives overtime. Lots of people in the chief of department's office made overtime because they legitimately worked it. In fact, last year, there were 415 members of the NYPD that made over $100,000 in overtime. Okay? If there is an issue with how that's billed or approved, that's not Jeff's responsibility. Now, Lieutenant Epps in 2023 made about $200,000 in overtime. And she knew she was being investigated. She applied to retire on December 16th.
He got all of the receipts. And this is why. Protect all men. Let me get a round of applause for Protect All Men. Do you see how easy it is for somebody to call somebody their job? And somebody in the chat said, well, why did he retire? He was forced to resign. He was forced out. Why? Because Eric Adams is under fire. than anybody that's around Eric Adams that's under fire, because Eric Adams is trying to become mayor again and he's trying to run for re-election, and there's too many people that's falling around him and there's too much corruption. And so the appearance that you did something wrong could be enough to force you to have to resign and retire early. And so this guy was railroaded because this woman was under investigation for finessing, having time card fraud, and getting paid over $200,000 of taxpayer overtime. And so what she decided to do was throw him under the bus and say that he was out here finessing her when he was never the one that approved her overtime in the first place. He was never the one to approve her overtime in the first place. Yes. 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 Another casualty of an old hag stealing money, being a swinger, and then using her sexuality to continue to try to save herself. Bullcrap.
That same day, she attended the chief of department's Christmas party along with 40 of her colleagues, where she was smiling and thanking everyone for the cordial, congenial work environment they had.
Yep.
She even texted that night to the chief her gratitude.
Two days later,
the Internal Affairs Bureau, we believe, suspended her for the issue with her overtime, which the decision to suspend her had nothing to do with Chief Madry. He didn't have a hand in it or a decision. And now she claims she was suspended in retaliation for a complaint. But guess what? The complaint was 2 days later. So I'm not sure what complaint she's referring to.
So all of a sudden you got a complaint once the internal affairs start investigating. If you're going to be the top overtime earner, you got to actually have been worked at overtime. Because the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to wonder, like, hey, how was they making so much money? They're not even going to say nothing to you. They're just going to start watching your time card slip, seeing if you're doing it the right way. If you are going to be the top of anything, if you're going to make the most money in your city, if you're going to have the most overtime in your company, if you're going to be driving the biggest car. Don't y'all know that that's how Frank Lucas got caught up, is wearing a chinchilla? If you're going to be wearing Rolexes, if you're going to be stunting, riding around in Cybertrucks, you're going to have to be doing it the right way, and you have to be doing it legally. If you are doing anything illegal, know that they are going to be watching you the minute that you make yourself a target and you start to become more visible. If you are going to be the top earner in overtime in an entire New York police department, they are going to watch you and figure out what the heck is going on. That's law. That's just logic. That's just pure logic.
Nothing to do with her suspension. And we know that her suspension for improperly putting in for overtime predates any allegations that she has against the chief. We know she's being investigated for January, February, March, April, May of 2023. Her allegations start in June. So even though she claims retaliation for a complaint, she filed a complaint on December 20th. And it was co-signed by the same lawyer who in the past has unsuccessfully sued Jeff for a plaintiff named Tabitha Foster. Halfway through the Tabitha Foster case, Attorney Sanders ditched his client and ran for the hills. She got other attorneys, but that case was dismissed, and she now has to pay costs for bringing her meritless case. Perhaps that lawyer had something to do with Lieutenant Epps' sudden about face. I don't know, the time will tell, because we are prepared to litigate every issue. Now, for those of you who've seen in the media that Jeff somehow was banished to Georgia by his wife, we're not in Georgia, we're in New York. Jeff is here. And why do I bring that up? I bring that up because...
Wait a minute, I didn't know he was wife. I didn't know he had a wife. This gets more juicy every single detail. I might have to break this down individually on the Anton Daniels channel. I do. I got to break this down individually. It gets juicier. So what you saying, that Jeff was banished to Georgia by his wife? So Jeff was busting it down for a real one. Jeff, I don't even blame Jeff. Let me give Jeff a round of applause. Jeff was right and Jeff was wrong. Jeff was right and Jeff was wrong. Okay? Let me tell you why. Jeff was wrong because you never, ever put the money on the line for some hoes. You never jeopardize the bag. I don't care what she looked like. And this was the old hag. This is a 50-year-old box. Under no, listen, fellas, if you don't learn anything from this conversation, learn this. We're going to break this down on the Anton Daniels channel. I'm done with this story. If you don't learn anything else, learn this. Jeff was right and Jeff was wrong, okay? Jeff was wrong. Let's start with the bad news first. Jeff was wrong because Jeff decided that he wanted to play stepdaddy in the same place that he was getting his paycheck from. Under no circumstances do you ever, I don't care how bad she is, I don't care how wide she opened up her mouth, how far her tongue stick out, or what her Instagram pictures is. I don't care who hit it first. I don't care if Ray J got to it or Kanye got to it first. I don't care if she's your high school sweetheart and she just gonna happen to be sashaying through and she still look fit. Under no circumstances, listen to me, do you ever put the money over the women? Never, ever, never mess up your bag. Never, ever talk to a chick that you work with. I don't care if grandpa did it. I don't care if that was a cultural norm. I don't care if everybody is having a big orgy at the job. You go home. Go home. Never put your job. Anything could be fixed. We could argue back and forth. We can have different conversations. We could debate. We could be mad at each other. We could do anything. But the one thing that we can't come back from is our inability to pay our bills and keep a roof over our head. Never mess up the bag under no circumstances. That's number one. All right? Second thing is Jeff was right. Yeah, Jeff was right. A lot of people say, Anton, well, how was Jeff? Because Jeff, the thing that Jeff was wrong on is that Jeff couldn't control his animalistic nature. But I'm telling you that most men, let me stop. I don't want to get into the second part.